Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruton tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is called out on strikes. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson throws the ball into Fox, who tags Wood, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into right field. Hershberger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hershberger. Colavito moves to third. Bruton moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to home to get Colavito. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Lemon pinch hits for John Buzzard. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball towards center. Bruton catches it and throws to Cash, who throws to third to double up Landis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Landis reaches second base with a double. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-2 in the game. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to home to get Hershberger. Hansen moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrion hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito is walked intentionally. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.